BJ, can I get you a beverage while I'm up, honey?
Just like, water. Okay. Just the water.
All right.
You know me.
Well, here, I got the new eco-friendly, the eco-friendly cans, honey.
Just give it to me.
Okay. Now, did you hear about the eco-friendly cans I got, honey?
No.
I told
what
you,
are they?
BJ,
oh, yeah.
The
oh,
time.
Last week, they're
gorgeous. The disposable, reusable things, they're better for the environment. The eco-friendly, honey.
They're gorgeous. I love it. They make my water taste so wonderful.
You know me. I need a bathroom. I like to take care of the environment. So
of
what
course.
You do is you drink out of those.
Okay.
And then you just, they're disposable. You just throw them away.
Oh.
The better for the environment or something.
That's great.
Well,
I love it.
I don't know. Now, last time you were here, honey, did I tell you about this? Oh, God. Oh, my. Honey. Are you all right?
You're not
honey?
Doing so well. Not so
Have
well.
Have you been down to Dr. Schlesinger?
Of course.
What
of course
you
I've been there. I've been
What's
there every other
you?
Day.
Honey, that sounds like allergies.
I don't know. They don't know. They don't know still. Test after test after test. They don't know.
Well, what are your symptoms?
Dry throat, of course. The driest throat in Astoria.
Well,
I mean,
really. That's a well-known bit.
Of course. And on top of that, I got the post-nasal drip.
Oh, God.
So that, you would think that that would help lubricate the throat, but on the contrary, it makes it more dry. More dry.
I don't know how you do that. How do you go on? And what's going on with your leg atrophy thing there? Your dead legs. What's going on there?
Oh, who knows? Who cares? Who cares? I don't need them.
Well, you got your hover around.
I got my hover around, so I don't need them. I mean, they're thin. They're very thin legs.
Well,
they could not support the weight of my upper body at this point. But what are you going to do? That's why I have a hover around.
Now, listen. Don't take this the wrong way, honey.
Okay.
But I've been doing some research, honey, on the Googles. Do you know about Google?
Oh,
of course. The thing on the interwebs.
Of course.
All right, well, I was doing some research, and I think maybe the reason your legs are doing that are because you don't use them, honey. I read about that.
Oh, it could be. Could be.
All right. Well, I just, you know, I worry about you, honey. You're my best friend in the whole world.
No need to worry. I get along fine without legs.
All right.
Fine without legs.
It's true. You
know what I say. Who needs them?
Well, and you know.
Why walk?
Why walk?
Why walk?
Honey, I love that. I love that about you.
I got everything
so
I need
strong.
All in here, all in my hover around.
You're so strong.
Thank you.
Such a strong one.
Thank you.
And what else is going on? How's Rudy?
He's doing
Rudy.
All right. He got Employee of the Month.
Again?
The stops.
Honey,
yes.
Please tell him. I said congratulations.
Oh, we're having a party, so you should come over. I'm having a cake. I'm making my whoopie pies.
Oh, cool.
To celebrate, of
now,
course.
Now, what flavor this time? Because I know you do all the flavors.
Well, I do. I'm playing around with a cherry flavor inside with the chocolate on the outside.
Oh,
the chocolate cherry
God.
Whoopie pie.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It could be very, very delicious.
Well, I can't wait to try
we'll
that.
We'll see. I mean, I've got a few under in my little hover around and, you know, under my seat. It's
well,
the,
if you could get up, I would
cooler.
Have one, but I won't have it now.
Yeah.
Not now.
Oh,
listen
okay.
to me. I forgot to tell you, I'm going to tell you this the other day. You know how Tina Marie was here last week?
Of course.
Gina Marie's daughter
that
complained.
Poor girl. That poor girl.
Well, apparently now she's having to pay rent in her own house. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I've never heard of a thing. If I had known that I could charge my Rudy rent, which I wouldn't do on the record, but I didn't know you could legally charge a child living in your house.
You can. Apparently.
But I wouldn't do it anyway.
Well, why
but
would
I didn't
you?
Know you could.
Well, why would you? And so now apparently she's also making her get a job. She's got her job down in Aphrodite.
Oh, okay.
Aphrodite
yes,
Construction, Lumber, and Greek and Italian Restaurante and Day Spa.
Day Spa.
At the day spa part of it.
Of course.
As a receptionist.
Course.
Which I don't understand. I mean, she's not had one day of secretarial school.
No.
And not like Gina Marie had. I mean, Gina Marie was in secretarial school for a good long time.
Of course.
I mean, I can't... Well, what are you going to do? I mean, I just don't know what's going on with Gina Marie. I mean, she's working the three jobs. She's making Tina Marie work. I really can't stand it. I feel so bad for Tina Marie. I feel so bad for her.
I know. I don't know how that girl does it with that household. I don't know how she...
Oh, God, who's here?
What's going on?
I don't... Maria! Maria! Maria, por favor, the door, please! Maria!
Your house is so busy.
I know.
Every time I come over, there's someone...
Maria, please, por favor, the door!
Knocking at the door.
I mean, really.
I never get visitors.
Maria!
Oh, my God.
You know what? Just come in! Come in!
Just come in! Just
come in, please! Hello, who is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Gina Marie.
Anita?
Oh, great.
Gina Marie.
I'm in the far room.
I'm over here, honey.
Where are you?
Bella, listen to my voice, please.
Oh, okay.
Hello,
honey.
Oh,
hello. BJ.
You know
how
my best
you?
Friend in the whole wide world, BJ, Giacovelli.
Oh, God, honey.
The
is everything all right with your legs, honey?
Oh, why? What's the problem?
Oh, nothing's wrong, honey. I just they look a little small. Yeah. I mean, smaller than usual.
She's losing weight, honey.
It's good for you.
I'm working on it.
Good
I'm
for
working
you,
on
honey.
It. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So how are you? Now, BJ, do you need some water or anything?
Of course, I need water.
Okay, let me get you water.
Do you have any halls? Do you have any halls?
No, a halls?
A halls.
Oh, I'm not really sure. Suck on candy. I mean, let me look at my pocket.
A halls, preferably, but.
Here you go, BJ. One of my eco friendly cans.
Oh, you know what, honey? I do have one right here. I mean, this is a secrets, though, honey.
Oh, those are my favorites.
Oh.
They're delicious. You like the Halls, right?
Well, I like the Halls. They're not really menthol.
Well, I like the cherry ones for the flavor.
Yeah. This is more of a candy. This is not something that will help a dry throat like oil.
You know about BJ's dry throat, right?
Well, I do, of course. I mean, that's a known fact in Astoria.
I guess
everybody
I'll
eat
it.
Everybody knows.
All right, try it. I mean, it might help.
Who knows?
I doubt it, but okay.
Now, Jana Marie, it's so funny here because we were actually just talking about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Well, you know. But no, you know, Jana Marie was here the other day.
Well, I heard that.
Lovely
she
girl.
Told me.
Lovely girl. Lovely girl.
I know. Isn't
she's
she,
so
BJ?
Gorgeous.
I mean, really. I mean, the older they get, it's like you're best friends with them now.
Of course.
Oh, really?
You know, I worry about her, though, sometimes.
Well, true.
I mean, she said a few things, Jana Marie, that really, I mean... Hmm.
What'd she say?
Well, I mean, I don't want to give away all the cow before I buy the milk, so I'm not going to do that, but... Okay. I don't want to do that to her, but I just, you know, I think you should know that
What is she saying?
Well,
I mean...
In front of you two, BJ?
Well, I happen to be here. She was very upset.
My daughter is talking about me behind my back.
Well, I mean, someone's got to comfort this girl. Well, obviously, she has...
I'm her mother. I'm the one who has to comfort her.
Well, I mean...
We were here, so...
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm calling her right now.
All right.
Oh, no, this is not right. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, this is not. No, she is.
Don't tell her you said anything.
No.
Don't tell her you said anything.
Don't tell her you're here.
I'm telling her.
Well, just, I mean, I don't want her to think she can't come to me and talk to me.
She's not even going to answer now.
What do you think? Did she come home last night?
Is she working at that job you got?
Well, I'm hoping that she's at, you know, Aphrodite over there.
Well, she does get to work.
Her freaking voicemail.
Well, she's got to work because she's got to pay.
She probably can't answer the phone while she's on the...
No, because you're charging her rent.
Tina, it's your mother. Honey. I'm sitting here with BJ Giacovelli and Anita.
Hi, Tina Marie.
Hi, honey.
They say
hello.
They say hello.
Love you, Bubba.
Honey, I just want to know why you've been talking about me behind my back. Honey, I'm your own mother. I mean, really, this is not anything that is... I mean, you should not be talking about me behind my back, honey. You're my own daughter. I have too many people around camp talking about me behind my back. I don't mean my own daughter doing it to me, too. Honey, I just want to tell you that. I had to tell you this. So, you're going to hear what for tonight. You better be coming home tonight. So, I'm going to see you, and we're going to have a big talk. All right? And I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Oh, Jana Marie, don't be
upset.
Look,
I'm very upset.
I mean, this is my daughter.
Well, sometimes, I mean, you know how you and your mother was. You'd be exchanged words, honey?
True, but...
And sometimes, a girl needs to come to her aunt Anita and talk to her.
But that's not the relationship I want from my own daughter.
Well, you know, we gave her lots of good advice.
And what was that?
Of course.
Well, apparently you made her get that job.
Well, of course. I mean, she's been out of work for so many months now.
Well, and we told her that she should try and, you know... Not listen to what anybody else tells her to do. She should do what she thinks is the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if she thinks that not working and just rehearsing to be a showgirl like us, well, that's what she should do.
Of course.
Well, no, honey.
You can't push it with kids.
No.
If I learned one thing with my Rudy, is you can't push it.
Oh, honey.
He was out of work for a year
before
he got the job at GameStop.
Don't say it.
And then they were she was telling us about how you won't let her, she has to pay rent.
Well, she's over the age of 20 now.
Well.
I mean, come on.
Well, so we told her, honey, you should just move in with your boyfriend Jamal.
Oh, God, no. Is that what you told her? You told her this? Were you in it too, BJ?
I was here.
You were telling her to go over the earth to Jamal's?
She's going
to
save money.
Oh,
she's
going
to save money that way.
Oh, this is what you're telling her.
He's going to charge her rent.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh.
I mean, not cash money.
My own friends behind my back talking about me. Tell my daughter what
we were not.
We were trying
about
to
you. We were trying to help your family.
My family, honey. You're telling my daughter to move out of the house. So What did she say when you told her that?
Well, she thought that it made sense. So I think she's going to, as far as I know, she's going to go ahead with it.
I mean, if it's something that you don't want her to do, you better talk to her about it.
Well, I don't want her to leave.
I mean, like you said, she's over 20. She's got to make her own decision.
Oh, no, but she's not leaving my house.
Well.
No, she's not leaving the house. Oh, no. Oh, God. What am I going to do?
I mean, Jim Wall seems like a wonderful
guy. He's a nice
guy. I mean, he is. Well, you know.
You know what he is.
All right.
I mean, we don't have to talk about
that. Nothing wrong with it.
No.
I mean, and I think she also felt a little bit bad that you are helping fund your son Joey's boyfriend, Gino's, interior design business.
Well, honey, that's a whole different can of worms right there. I mean, Gino and I have a negotiation working that once he gets his, you know, interior design firm going into the right direction, that he's going to pay me back all that money.
Oh, the work he does is fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a good investment.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a great investment.
Have you seen what he's done? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you saw what he did at my house with
the
statue of David.
Oh, my God. Oh,
the statue of David. The uplighting on the statue of David that he did at my house.
Oh, my God. I've never seen a man lit so well.
God. I mean, really. Now, listen.
What?
She was very distraught, though, honey. Because she's crying to us about all she wants to do is go back to cosmetology school.
What?
And you won't help fund us.
Honey, what?
You won't help fund her cosmetology school.
Honey, have you seen her own makeup? Have you seen her own hair? I mean, come on, honey.
She looks gorgeous.
What? She just doesn't have the gift for cosmetology.
Wow.
Really? I mean, come on. Secretarial is where it's at. She's got something to fall back on.
I don't know.
Oh, come
on. The poor thing. I feel so bad for
her. You gotta let them find their own way. I don't
but
know
But if I
about
could steer
this.
In the right direction, let me help her at least.
All I know is, apparently she's moving in with Jamal this weekend. I don't know what she's decided about Aphrodite working
this weekend. This weekend?
Apparently.
She's moving in this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This can't happen.
I don't know. She's very distraught.
Oh, no. My dreams of Nikki Papadopoulos are out the window if she moves in with Jamal this weekend.
Honey, she's not gonna marry Nika Papadopoulos.
Why not?
Why would she?
He's a respectable boy.
There's always Rudy. Rudy's a good boy.
Well, Rudy's all right. You know,
yeah. I think they'd be
kids. He is a supervisor.
He has a job.
He does have a job. He does have a job.
Well, Jamal's the banker, right?
Employee of the month.
True.
Well, he is employee of the month.
Good for him.
You tell him again, I said congratulations.
I will.
All the best to Rudy.
Well, you know, and the best to Tina Marie. I mean, I think it would do good for her to get out of that house and to achieve her own dreams.
Well, I'm going to have to call her. I mean, what can I do to keep her in the house? Oh, God. Hold on a second.
Maybe reduce the rent?
Well, honey!
That would be... I think you should do that, honey.
That's a story.
No one wants to pay rent.
No.
But, I mean, it's only teaching the right goals in life. You're right, then.
No, I'm not. I'm not all right.
Oh, she's not going to answer. I hope she doesn't answer this time.
Well, she's at work, honey.
Well, I hope she doesn't answer. What am I going to say if she answers? Oh, there's nothing I can say if she answers.
Well, hopefully she didn't get your voicemail. Tell her not to check it.
Oh, she better not answer. Hello, Tamari. It's your mother. Oh, honey. Honey, I just want to let you know, okay? I mean, I'm sorry I went off on a rant on you on the phone earlier. But, honey, just disregard the last message. You know what? We can talk about this over a nice thing of Taster's Choice tonight. All right? We'll just have a nice cup of coffee. Oh, yeah, honey. And we'll just talk about all the rent issues and the job issues. You know, I just want what's right for you, honey. All right? So let me just... We'll take a breather, and we'll talk over some coffee. International delights, all right? All right, honey. All right, we'll talk about it later. All right, honey. Bye, honey.
Oh, listen, honey, I still say you got to let kids be kids. You got to let them...
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
I understand it. I mean, I do, but... I mean, I just don't want her to go down the wrong path.
Of course. Well, I know. I mean, look how you turned out.
Well, I know.
You gotta pass on that knowledge.
I know it.
Well, listen, I don't want you to be upset about me and BJ talking to her because we're just giving her good advice.
We're just trying to help.
Well,
we're
I guess
just
it's
trying
like she's
help.
Got three mothers, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Because
she's
we love her.
All different
we
people
love
to help her.
Her
out,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. What's that?
Oh, my God. But it's my ringtone. Oh, God. What if it's her, honey? Oh, God. Will she call me back?
Well, we got to answer
you
it.
Oh,
my
answer
God.
It.
Oh, my God. All right, hold on. Hello? Hi, Tina Marie.
It's Tina Marie.
Hi, Tina Marie.
Hi, Tina Marie. Hi, honey. We love you.
Honey, don't. Honey, you. Why are you yelling at me? Why are you yelling? Honey. Honey. What?
What? I don't know. This doesn't sound good.
What do you mean you're leaving tonight for Jamal's? Oh, no, honey. No. Honey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Good for her.
I didn't mean anything I was saying.
She's doing what she wants
she
to do.
She needs to do what she wants to do.
I didn't take my Prozac today. I mean, what do you want from me? I'm all a fit of nerves. Now, honey, I'm coming right over. Don't you dare take. You better not be packing a bag. You better not be packing a bag. Ladies, I gotta go.
All right. We love you, Tina Marie.
We love you, Tina Marie. Bye, Tina.
Good for you.
Don't you dare pack that bag.
Well, what I mean, really. Wow. I mean, I don't know how. No wonder Frankie drinks. No wonder.
It drove me to drink. Want to drink.
Oh, God.
Hi, I'm BJ Giacovelli. You know me from Sunday Morning Mimosa.com. I just want to tell you about my best bubbas, Gina Marie Ritali and Anita M. Buffum, and their spectacular show that's going to be at Lombardi's on the Bay on April 30th. All your arrangements and reservations and whatever you need to do to make sure that you're there on April 30th. Go to SundayMorningMimosa.com to get all the details and all the phone numbers and all that. And I know they're making special arrangements for me and my hub around there, so they'll help you out any way that they can. So I'll see you all there at Anita M. Buffum and Gina Marie Ritali's A Buffet on the Bay Spectacular, April 30th. I'll see you all there with my hub around right next to the buffet, of course. All right, boy.
They're false.